will be so much interest in Christian Wilkins on the open market.
A between the tackles runner who is dynamic but powerful, can wear defenses down and take pressure off of your quarterback.
Touchdown, Calvin Ridley for the touchdown. Saquon Barkley.
Big old bag of money, 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 big old bag of money. I need that big old bag of money.
Oh, yeah, just 5 days until the free agent frenzy. Players can begin agreeing to terms with teams on Monday. We'll dive into some of the top names in the mix as we welcome you all to NFL Live. Hannah Storm, along with Adam Schefter, a free agent no longer. Ryan Clark, happy to have him with us, a free agent of sorts. Coach Ron Rivera.
Welcome, Coach.
Thank you. Thank you.
Checking out this broadcasting gig, huh?
Yep, going to the other side.
Okay, well, let's remind folks of what you were doing on your journey here, and what a great player you were as well. 9 seasons as a linebacker for the Bears, a member of the 1985 team that went to the Super Bowl behind their legendary defense and destroyed the Patriots. As a head coach, Rivera led the Panthers to 9 seasons, which included 2 Coach of the Year awards, a trip to the Super Bowl in 2015. They went 15-1 during that stunning regular season, and then the last 4 seasons as Washington's head coach, leading the team to the playoffs in your first season in 2020, going toe-to-toe with the eventual Super Bowl champion Bucks. And you were always a favorite of those of us in the media who had to interview you, but we're going to get you on the other side. As you said, you ready to work, Coach?
I think so. I'm excited about it because it's a heck of an opportunity to talk about what I've did for such a long time.
Yeah, and you're so plugged into the league, so I can't wait for this, RC. Let's start with Schefty. Up early this morning, a breaking some news on Russell Wilson. What do we need to know about Russ and his situation, Chefty?
Well, Hannah, the Denver Broncos have given him permission now to go shop for a new team. And they were going to designate him as being released after June 1 next week when the new league year starts on Wednesday. But because they're doing it Wednesday in the interim, they've given him permission to go seek a new home, to go visit with other teams, which isn't allowed for other players until next Wednesday. So essentially, Russell Wilson has a 1-week start on free agency. If he can make something count, he's allowed to talk to teams unlike other players. He's allowed to visit teams unlike other players. And that could essentially turn into a little bit of an advantage if he could find a new home here at some point in the next week for the Broncos. No big deal to them to give him permission. They know they're moving on from him. Might as well do him a favor here and grant him that permission, which they have. And now we'll see if Russell can find a home here before free agency begins.
Yeah, Adam, thanks. And before we start talking about who should be on that phone and who Russell Wilson should be talking to, this has been a point of discussion. Mm-hmm. Do you see him as a starter in the NFL next season?
I do see him as a viable starter, mostly because he still has his skill set. He still has good arm. Good decision maker. It's really about finding the right fit as far as the offensive scheme.
All right, RC, what about you?
Well, I mean, the big thing is it's about finding the right fit for the offensive scheme, but also for the personality. And I'm not one of those people who are going to beat down Russell Wilson and say that he can't be a leader of the team. And some of the things we heard leaked from the Denver Broncos. But when you think about Russ and his match with Sean Payton, personality-wise and schematically, that wasn't the right fit. And so now moving on, what team needs a bridge quarterback? What team needs a quarterback that can come in and compete with maybe a young starter like a Kenny Pickett and sort of get him going in those competitive juices to have to prove himself in order to be a franchise guy?
Well, I don't disagree that Pittsburgh wouldn't be a bad fit for him because, again, it is a young football team. But another quality young football team is Atlanta, a lot of good skilled players. And, again, a guy like Russell comes in who's had the experience, who can help lead that group. That might be a real good spot for him.
I think that would be a great spot. But also, like, recently we just heard that the New York Giants are absolutely done with Daniel Jones, which seems difficult to be because you still owe him guaranteed money. Mm-hmm. Why not bring in a guy like Russell Wilson? We've seen what Brian Daboll can do with quarterbacks, and maybe that gives him an opportunity to play within a scheme that helps him, and he can use his leadership inside that locker room as a big voice for all those young players.
Yeah, trying to confirm more of that situation with the Giants. Okay, so we'll actually see what happened there. We do know that Sierra graduated from high school and Atlanta started her musical career there. So that's one thing. Mm-hmm. Adam, what else can you add?
Well, you have more extensive musical knowledge than I do, Hannah. But what I would say here is this. Russell Wilson offers 2 advantages that a lot of other quarterbacks don't. Number one, Any team that signs him will not have to compensate the Denver Broncos. And number two, the Broncos already are paying him $39 million in guaranteed money this upcoming year, which means a team likely could sign him for roughly the veteran minimum. So the investment that it would take for another team to bring in Russell Wilson will be such that there's no risk at all involved, and they'd be getting a quarterback who last year threw 26 touchdowns, 8 interceptions before he was benched, and he's going to want to go out there and prove a point. So, again, it's just essentially a roster spot for somebody as accomplished as Russell Wilson. That might make a lot of sense for a lot of teams out there right now.
Yeah, it obviously has to make sense both ways, right? If he has choices, will he want to go in and compete for a starting job somewhere? As Russell Wilson is one of several veteran quarterbacks on the free agent market this offseason, a list which includes Baker Mayfield, who led the Bucs to that divisional round in the playoffs in his first season in Tampa Bay, really resurrected his career. And after six seasons with the Vikings, here we go again. Kirk Cousins plays this game better than anyone on the planet. He is set to become a free agent. I mean, goals, right, with the way he's handled his business. Prior to tearing his Achilles in week 8, Cousins was in the midst of one of the best seasons of his career at this point in his career, which is so remarkable. 18 touchdown passes, tied for the most in the NFL. Second most passing yards in the league, also ranking in the top 5 in completion percentage. So, Adam, what do you expect the market to look like for Cousins next week?
I think the market's going to be strong, despite the fact that he's coming off a torn Achilles. You're talking about the top quarterback available. You're talking about arguably the top free agent available, somebody that can come in and essentially help turn around a program, restore credibility. The two teams that you continue to hear most often are the Minnesota Vikings, who would like to bring him back, and the Atlanta Falcons, who have prioritized the quarterback position. No surprise there. Now the question becomes, is there another team that somehow jumps in there, sneaks in there, like Washington, which Coach Rivera knows a lot about? Maybe the Denver Broncos, if there's enough cap space. Is there another team out there that could make a move? But I think Kirk Cousins is going to have options. Atlanta makes a lot of sense. His wife is from there. He's lived there in previous off seasons. They need somebody to upgrade that position. But Kirk Cousins, I would think, will come off the board rather quickly next week.
Yeah, we're going to talk about that Washington possibility in a minute. And I guess it is all about the wives, right? Like, his wife, Julie, grew up in Alpharetta.
I mean, she dresses
his
him.
In-laws are
we, saw that on, we saw that on the documentary. She dresses him already. And why not move to a place where she's most comfortable?
There you go. I mean, you know, listen, happy wife. We
happy
all know
life.
About that. Coach, in addition to familial concerns, what kind of system do you think makes the most sense for him?
Well, I think coming off of play action for the most part, because, again, he does a nice job faking and then pulling up and finding the receivers downfield. He will push the ball vertically. He's got a good arm, still very accurate with that, but he has enough mobility to move in the pocket and sustain the play and find somebody downfield and make something happen.
RC, what do you think?
Well, I think Coach is telling you exactly what you want to hear if you're the Atlanta Falcons, and Zach Robinson is your offensive coordinator. He comes from that Sean McVay tree, and when that tree or when those offenses are at their best, it starts with the run game. In Atlanta, you'll have Tyler Allgeier, but young Bijan Robinson, who is poised to be a star, Arthur Smith just wouldn't get him the football. And so now coming off that, you can use Kyle Pitts. You can also put the ball in Drake London's hands. And so I think that would be a really good fit. But isn't, like you said on the call, isn't Minnesota a fit?
We've seen
the sort of player he was there. You saw last year, in the midst of a slow start for the team, he was starting to turn things around with the leadership and production. I think Kirk Cousins will have a heavy market once free agency starts.
Yeah, love that improved defense, too. Got to lock up Justin Jefferson. But, Adam, we have some breaking news out of Buffalo.
Yeah, the Buffalo Bills have told Jordan Poyer, their all-pro safety, that they're moving on. Now, keep in mind that Buffalo came in today, Hannah, needing to clear about $40 million worth of salary cap space. And so they are essentially moving on from Jordan Poyer. And this is really the end of a chapter here in Buffalo, because he and Micah Hyde had formed a long-running, successful safety tandem. Hyde is a free agent, may retire. Doesn't look like he'll be back in Buffalo. We know Jordan Poyer now will be moving on. They're restructuring the contract of Rasul Douglas as well. So there's some cap savings with more to come yet in Buffalo that they'll have to do to get under the salary cap. But obviously some big moves in Buffalo with them moving on from Jordan Poyer today. He now will become a free agent and add to the safety market here in free agency next week.
Yeah, it's a tough business, isn't it? I mean, team captain, seven-year veteran of the team.
I mean, that's what it is, though. It's a business, right? Mm-hmm. It's about finding ways to continue to improve your football team while keeping yourself under the salary cap so you can make the necessary moves to win. But Jordan Poyer is one of the more underrated football players in the entire NFL. He's an all-pro. He's a pro bowler. But he's not one of those names that's mentioned when we talk about that position. And I believe a team can get better on the back end, not only through his play, but through his leadership and experience if they can find a way to acquire him in free agency.
Yeah, and again, there are teams that are going to be looking for safeties. Obviously, Buffalo is one of them. They'll be looking for a different safety, though. But the big thing, more so than anything else, is you would like to believe that, you know, Brandon Bean has a plan. They're going to move forward, and they're going to probably go with a younger guy. They've got a good defense. They've got a solid offense. They've just got to put it all together and give themselves a chance to get past Kansas City.
Yeah, keep that defense healthy, too. Mm-hmm. All right, we are just getting started on NFL Live with Justin Fields' future still in limbo. Coach Rivera tells us the team that he thinks should be on the phone with Chicago. And after career year, Tua Tagovailoa set to take the next step as a top quarterback in the NFL. You don't want to miss what his top target had to say.
We're going to go from accurate to being that fearless, cocky, or not really cocky, but you know
the way he plays the game.
Yeah, like the way you play the game. Like
Aaron Rodgers, Tom Brady.
He gonna continue to add on to his game. You feel me?
Wow, look at that guy. Look at that interviewer. I mean, that was some brilliant, brilliant questioning, don't you think?
You know, I hang around Hannah Storm.
Have you
What if in 2024 you got a little bit better every day? When you're learning a new language with Babbel, that's exactly what you're doing. And if Babbel can help you start speaking a new language in just 3 weeks, imagine what you could do in a full year. Don't pay hundreds of dollars for private tutors or waste hours on apps that don't really help you speak the language. Try Babbel, the science-backed language learning app that actually works. Babbel's quick 10-minute lessons are designed by over 200 language experts to help you start speaking a new language in as little as 3 weeks. It's designed by real people for real conversations. Babbel's tips and tools are approachable, accessible, rooted in real-life situations, and delivered with conversation-based teaching so you're ready to practice what you've learned in the real world. They have over 16 million subscriptions sold. Plus, all of Babbel's 14 award-winning language courses are backed by their 20-day money-back guarantee. Here's a special limited-time deal for our listeners. Right now, get 60% off your Babbel subscription, but only for our listeners at babbel.com/tackle. Get 60% off at babbel.com/tackle. Spelled BABBEL.com/tackle. Rules and restrictions may apply. This podcast is proud to be supported by Jet's Pizza, the number one pick in Detroit-style pizza. Why? It's simple. Jet's is better. With the thickest, crispiest, cheesiest Detroit-style pizza in the country, there's no competition. Right now, get $5 off any 8-corner pizza with code 8SAVE. That's the number 8, SAVE. Go to jetspizza.com to learn more and find a location near you. Again, try Jet's signature 8-corner pizza and get $5 off with code 8SAVE. That's the number 8, SAVE. Jet's Pizza. Better because it has to be.
Welcome back to NFL Live in Dallas. We're going to read and react to some of the news around the NFL as Dak addressed his contract and the Cowboys offense earlier this week.
I'm definitely confident. Obviously, it helps the team. It's important for the numbers. That is a process. Both sides understand that. Everything's great, and it'll happen.
When Jerry says all that, what does that mean to you?
I'm excited to see it, honestly. I don't know. I can't say I've had talks with him about what is all in and how you plan on making those moves. So, yeah, let's see. I'm excited for it.
All right, here with Ron Rivera. What is the biggest priority for Dallas this offseason?
Well, I think to get the run game straightened out. I really do think last year it dwindled a little bit near the end of the season. Their effectiveness as far as their offense kind of dwindled as well. We saw a big piece of that when we got to watch them against Green Bay in the playoffs. They were not as efficient running the football. They got behind, and they put a lot of pressure on Dak to have to try and come back. It didn't work out that way. So, to me, the running game.
Who do you like there, Coach?
Well, you know, I think D'Andre Swift is special. I really do. Okay. I really do. I think he can be a guy that can come in and help that offense out an awful lot.
I mean, it's a great class, right? And Swift had over 1,200 rushing yards last season, first Pro Bowl selection. I like it. It's fun putting players with teams, isn't it? All right, let's move on to the Dolphins. Tyreek Hill joined RC and the Pivot podcast this week. Talked about his quarterback, Tua Tagovailoa, who may be in line for a big contract this offseason.
Here for Tua, like, this is like a build-on season because mm-hmm. this is obviously his best season of his career. You know what I'm saying? So we're going to go from accurate to being that fearless, cocky, or not really cocky, but you know
the way
what
he plays the game.
Yeah, right? Like the way you play the game. Like
Aaron Rodgers, Tom Brady.
He's going to continue to add on to his game, you feel me? Yeah. Like, because he got the skill set and he got the supporting cast to do it.
Again, that is just some stellar interviewing there. Now, do you agree with Tyreek and his team?
You know what? I agree with Tyreek in that this season is something to build on. We all talk about the skilled players around him and the way Tua Tagovailoa uses his talents perfectly in Mike McDaniel's offense. But will he take that next step, Hannah? Will he show mm-hmm. the willingness to get outside the pocket when plays break down? If you take away his first read or Tyreek Hill is doubled, how will he move on to the Jalen Waddles and the rest of his skill players? And if he can take that next step, I think that's more important than the confidence, because if you play in this offense, you score the way that they do, you know that you can get it done. But can you get it done in the most important moments when the ideal situation does not exist?
And again, the big question was, would he be able to stay on the
field?
He answered that mm-hmm. definitively. So let's pick up on that, on to his contract situation. We want to get Adam Schefter back in here. So obviously Tyreek is a fan of Tua, Adam. In fact, he made that clear from the very second that he joined the Miami Dolphins. He's been very vocal about it. What's the team's plans regarding a possible extension?
Hannah, they want to get an extension done. Tua wants to get an extension done. And the belief is that by the time training camp rolls around, they will have an extension done, but it's going to take a little bit of time. These deals are complicated. They're not easy to get done all of a sudden. Think back to last offseason when we saw all the quarterback deals for Justin Herbert and Joe Burrow. It took into the summer to get them done, and I think it's going to take some time here for Tua, but this deal is expected to get done. They want to keep Tua. He wants to stay in Miami. They want to work out the deal. The belief is they will get the deal worked out. The only question is the timing. And that'll be later this spring, summer.
Okay, Adam. So Tua led the NFL in passing yards last season, becoming the first Dolphins quarterback to do that since Dan Marino back in 1992. But there is room for improvement. As Tua and the Finns struggled against quality competition, that was something we talked about going into the playoffs, just 1-6 against teams that had a winning record, averaging only 16 points per game. Tua had nearly the same amount of interceptions as touchdown passes in those matchups, which is concerning. They had a chance to win the division. They didn't do that. Ron, if you're having discussions with the front office in Miami, would you push to commit to Tua?
I would. I would very much so, because I like what they do. I really do. I think Mike McDaniel does a great job. He's a good coordinator. He understands how to attack defenses. And, you know, he still has a little bit more to teach Tua. Once Tua gets very comfortable in the system, and as Tyreek said, not cocky, but confident, you know, understanding that he can trust his guys when they go vertical, that he can lay it out and they'll go make those plays. I think Tyreek was trying to get that point across. So I do think that Tua's got a little bit more growing to do, but I would make that commitment to him because I really do think he is a franchise-style quarterback.
Yeah, I mean, you have to make the commitment, Hannah, because coach knows this. They just don't have enough of them, right? They don't have enough really good football players at that position to let guys like Tua Tagovailoa walk out of the door. But at what price, right? You can't go with Tua Tagovailoa and say, we want to break the bank. You can't make him the highest paid quarterback in the NFL, because we've seen he plays well when you surround him with great players. So you still want to be able to build around who is still an extremely young quarterback. And I think, coach, you want that confidence to extend to Tua Tagovailoa, understanding and knowing he can go above and beyond the playbook now. And now he can take some chances and make sure that this team that's extremely talented outside of him reaches their full potential.
Yeah, because earlier in his career, I mean, he was worried about his job.
Absolutely.
You know? And then it was his health. And now that he has a full season behind him, but what is it that is not happening with the Dolphins and the winning teams? Why aren't they beating the best in the NFL, Coach?
Well, I think because they're not quite there as a football team. They're still learning, still growing. They're not really playing complementary football on both sides of it as well. I mean, on offense and defense, you've got to work together. You've got to be very cohesive. They've got to continue to work at that running game as well. the better they run the ball, the better it helps the defense. They're on the field a lot less. The clock is being ground out while they're moving the ball. They don't have to rely on the quarterback to make all the plays. Takes pressure off of them and gives them an opportunity to be more successful.
And when you look at this team, if you're going to improve the run game, I think you get a different style runner, because Raheem Mostert was extremely productive for this team this year, and Mike McDaniel has a run game background. Also, Vic Fangio is no longer the defensive coordinator,
there, right?
And will they be better there headed into this year?
Yeah, and listen, it's a nice, crowded running back market.
Yes,
there's all sorts of good names out there. All right, coming up, will the Commanders grab a quarterback, or will they use their early pick for draft capital? Coach Rivera is back. He's going to tell us why trading back could make sense for his former team. That's what they call a team.
Hi, it's Mike Greenberg letting you know ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sportsbook of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me, plus many more. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today. New users get a bet reset up to $1,000 in bonus bets if your first bet doesn't win. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details. This podcast is proud to be supported by Jet's Pizza, the number one pick in Detroit-style pizza. Why? It's simple. Jet's is better. With the thickest, crispiest, cheesiest Detroit-style pizza in the country, there's no competition. Right now, get $5 off any 8-corner pizza with code 8SAVE. That's the number 8, S-A-V-E. Go to jetspizza.com to learn more and find a location near you. Again, try Jet's signature 8-corner pizza and get $5 off with code 8SAVE. That's the number 8, S-A-V-E. Jet's Pizza. Better because it has to be.
We have a stacked card at UFC 299 Saturday night, right, RC?
Yes,
highlighted by bantamweight title main event. The main card begins at 10 Eastern, pay-per-view, and the prelims at 8 Eastern on ESPN News and Deportes. To order the main card in English and Spanish, go to ESPNplus.com/PPV. All right, back to football. Shefty told us on Monday the market for quarterback Justin Fields has not been as robust as the Bears have hoped as they face the decision whether to trade Fields and draft presumptive number one overall pick, Caleb Williams. Now, Fields improved significantly when he returned from that thumb injury in week 11, leading the Bears to a winning record during that stretch and ranking 14th in the NFL in QBR. After committing the second most turnovers in the NFL during the first 6 weeks of the season, Fields only had 5 turnovers during his last 7 starts. Adam, any sense on whether there will be more interest in trading for Fields between now and the draft?
Well, Hannah, the Chicago Bears had said at the combine that they'd like to get a deal in place by the time the new league year opens, which is 1 week from today. So the Bears are on the clock. The issue is there's so many moving parts at the quarterback position, and they're going to have to find somebody who specifically wants Justin Fields to fit that team's offense and is willing to surrender the draft pick compensation that it will take to get him. So there are some variables here that Chicago is working through, which I think has delayed the process a little bit, but there's still plenty of time for this team to work it out, to see if they can get it done. Justin Fields is a talented quarterback. I think there are people within that organization that would like to see him stay there too, which is just one more little wrench to throw in there. A lot going on with Justin Fields. It should be sorted out here in the next week.
That's very interesting. There's people within the Bears organization that want to see him stay. All right, Coach. Who should be on the phone, though, with the Chicago Bears trying to get them to think otherwise?
You know, I think Pittsburgh would be a good landing spot for him. They're a physical running team. They're a downhill running team. And I think that bode very well for him just because of the fact that now you have a guy that can run play action, move around in the pocket, sustain the play, keep the play going, and get the ball downfield. He showed he's got a very strong arm.
Mm-hmm.
He can really put the ball out there and let the receivers go chase and get it. So, again, look for a team that, in my opinion, has a good running game that they can run some really good play action stuff off of.
You know what? I love that idea, Coach, but if you're going to make that decision, if you're general manager Omar Khan, it has to be because Justin Fields is going to be your quarterback of the future. Justin Fields doesn't come over to compete with Kenny Pickett. And Coach talked about what this team became late last year after the firing of Matt Canada. It was a physical run team. We watched Najee Harris become the guy he was drafted in the first round to be. And also the way that Justin Fields finished the season with his connection with DJ Moore. Think about George Pickens, Freiermuth, Washington, Deontay Johnson on the outside. This is actually a talented offense. You add a dynamic talent like adjusted fields at the quarterback position, and we can really see things flourish under new offensive coordinator Arthur Smith.
Yeah, there was some drama there last season, too. Yes. Not sure that a quarterback competition would be the kind of thing that the Pittsburgh Steelers would like to see. You know, we like to see breaking news, and luckily we have Adam Schefter with more. Schefty.
Hannah, the Buffalo Bills have made another big move here. They are releasing two-time Pro Bowl cornerback Tre'Davious White, designating him a post-June 1 salary cap casualty. And so that will allow them to spread out some of the absorption of the salary cap penalties that they'll have to take. But it will free up money for the Buffalo Bills against the salary cap. Keep in mind that the Bills came into today about $40 million over the salary cap. And now there have been a slew of moves that this team has made within the last hour, the latest being moving on from Tre'Davious White. Tre'Davious White won't be back. They have informed Jordan Poyer that he won't be back. They're releasing their center, Mitch Morse. They're processing the release of their running back, Nyheim Hines. Deontay Hardy, the return specialist, they're releasing him. So the Buffalo Bills are trying to be cap compliant today with a slew of moves, some big names, but this is a defense now that's going to have some holes in the secondary that this team is going to have to figure out a way to address. And I know a lot of people have also wondered about the future of Stephon Diggs in Buffalo. Mm-hmm. Still continue to hear that he's not going anywhere, that he's going to be back in Buffalo for whatever that's worth.
Wow, more cold business decisions happening today. So Poyer and White, I can't imagine what some Bills fans are thinking right now. But you know Brandon Bean, you worked with him for years in Carolina. What do you imagine is going on there?
Well, knowing Brandon, he probably has a plan. And the plan is probably designed around having to bring some new talent in, whether it's through the draft or he's got a couple of free agents he likes, or the answer might even be on his roster. But Brandon wouldn't do anything without having a plan. So I think he's prepared to move forward.
But, I mean, you're talking about plugging huge holes in the secondary. Where do they go from here?
We spoke about Micah Hyde earlier, obviously Jordan Poyer being released, and Tre'Davious White. 3 years ago, you could have argued he was one of the top five corners in this entire league. He was an all-pro, a pro bowler, gets the big deal. But you have the ACL injury. You play without him this year with the Achilles. And so the Buffalo Bills are starting to say, okay, let's get younger on the back end. And I think something else that we don't talk about is the fact that Leslie Frazier is gone from this team. He missed the entire last season. They said it was a sabbatical or he stepped away. I don't think that really happens. But, you know, you look at Sean McDermott having to call the plays. And so this team is totally different. And I think this does put more pressure on Josh Allen, not Josh Allen the player, because we know exactly who that is. But when you start to lose these sorts of veterans, he has to step up in a leadership role as well.
I mean, you mentioned McDermott calling the plays on defense. Yeah. Obviously, they make a change to offensive coordinator, which really
worked well.
Was a fantastic decision, one of the best in-season decisions that we've seen in recent memory. But where do these holes on the defensive side leave this team? Do you agree that it puts more pressure on Josh Allen in the offense?
As far as leadership, yes. As far as playing complementary football, yes. Because, again, now you're going to ask them to control the clock a little bit more as well. But, again, as I said, I really do believe Brandon has a plan. He's not sharing with us right now, but we'll see, and I really do believe that'll happen. I also like, though, the fact that their pass rush really seemed to come alive at last year. So, again, if that pass rush continues, it will most certainly help that secondary, and it will help shut down some holes.
Here's the thing, though. They just can't get past Kansas City, all right, in the meantime.
I mean, because nobody can.
I know. That's what I'm saying. It's like the Jordan era, and, you know, we will see what happens there in Buffalo. In the meantime, with a guy like White out there, listen, there's somebody who could definitely use him.
Absolutely.
Who do you think should be thinking about
it? Well, I think the thing is, you know, and I spoke to Tre'Davious during the year, and he said he was having a difficult time. It's, does Tre'Davious still want to play? And I think once he tells
a difficult
team,
time in the sense,
just
though.
A difficult time. He was coming off of an ACL injury, right? You come off the ACL injury, you're starting to feel good, and now you tear the Achilles. Yeah. I mean, when you think about football players, and you've done it your entire life, and now you deal with back-to-back injuries like that, and coach knows this better than anybody, it's not just the injury, it's the rehabilitation, right? It's what it takes to get back to your former self, and sometimes you never do. And I think that wore on him a little bit emotionally and mentally, and now you add to that being released. And so if Tre'Davious decides that he still wants to play, he's a viable choice for a ton of teams who, one, want veteran leadership on the back end, but we understand that this is an 11 personnel game, right? One tight end, one back, three wide receivers. You have to have three corners, a slot corner and two on the outside that can absolutely play, and a ton of teams can use a guy like Tre'Davious White.
Anything come to mind, Coach?
Well, I think, again, when you look at what they want to do defensively and how aggressive they've been in the past, I think that trend's going to continue. I really do because, again, if you can attack the quarterback, put the pressure on the quarterback, it helps the secondary. So, again, as I said, I really do think they have a plan moving forward. They wouldn't do what they did without having really thought through it.
And you think, you know, Hannah, you asked the question, teams that could use them. Think about Detroit and where Detroit was at the cornerback position late in that game. You also look at a team with young corners like the Houston Texans. You have a Derek Stingley. Nelson will be available. You add a Tre'Davious White to that. And so there are some playoff-caliber teams that could use a good veteran corner.
And now Houston is a destination where people actually want to go. How about that, H-Town? Always been a great town, but now a good football town. Still to come, the Colts officially tagged Michael Pittman Jr. What does that mean for Anthony Richardson going into year two? We got to see this guy back on the field. RC weighs in.
Hi, it's Mike Greenberg letting you know ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sportsbook of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me, plus many more. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today. New users get a bet reset up to $1,000 in bonus bets if your first bet doesn't win. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
We all know breakfast is an important part of your day, but sometimes when you're traveling for business, you end up staying at a hotel that doesn't offer any. You know what happens? You grab a cup of coffee and skip the meal entirely. We've all been there. But if you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you can enjoy their free Bright Side breakfast featuring delicious baked goods, fruit, eggs, yogurt, and waffles. And really, who doesn't want to start their day with a fresh hot waffle? Tonight, La Quinta, tomorrow you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
The NHL is returning to Big City. It's a very real game. Every goal, save, and check that happens here will also happen in Big City. Sid and Cricket take on Marshawn and Grandma Alice. March 9th at 3 p.m. on ESPN+, Disney Channel, Disney XD, and Disney+.
So that game will be front and center as part of a huge Saturday lineup. Number 10, Duke, hosting number 9, Carolina. Primetime rivalry game. Suns squaring off against the Celtics on ABC and then UFC 299 in Miami. Okay, in Indy, the Colts have used their franchise tag on receiver Michael Pittman Jr., allowing them to keep working on a long-term deal and keeping him from hitting the open market next week. Now, he can still talk to teams, but the Colts will have the chance to match any offer. They would receive two first-round picks if he changes teams. That cap hit is just a little under $22 million. Pittman posting career highs in receptions and yards last season, 109 receptions, the fourth most in the NFL, and the most by a Colts player since the great Reggie Wayne in 2010, despite all the changes at quarterback. So, RC, how do you like this move?
I think this move is smart. You understand that you have a young quarterback in Anthony Richardson who needs a go-to guy. And sometimes those volume catch guys are a quarterback's best friend. He knows he can get the football out of his hand. He can catch the 50-50 ball. You can get run after the catch. And now you add him to Josh. Josh Downs, who's in the slot, who was a young rookie last year as we watched him emerge. You also expect, if you're Shane Steichen, that you're going to have a healthy Jonathan Taylor last year, who got the big deal after sitting out through some practices or sitting in during training camp. And so when I look at this team, I expect them to improve because that's what Shane Steichen does. You think about where he comes from with Justin Herbert, where he comes from with Jalen Hurts, and now if he can keep Anthony Richardson healthy, which is number one,
priority number one,
having a guy like a Michael Pittman Jr. is huge for him.
Yep. Coach?
Well, if you go back and you look at the history of it, these young quarterbacks come in and they get beat up early, and they don't play as effectively coming off the injury. Mm. Now's an opportunity for Anthony Richardson to reset and learn how to do things the right way. And I think, again, as you said, Coach Steichen's going to do the right thing. He's had Jalen Hurts, and yep. he's a guy that, again, uses a lot of play action, a lot of quarterback movement, quarterback runs, and they're going to do it judiciously because, again, number one priority other than, you know, scoring points is obviously taking care of that quarterback. Yeah. And he's got to be healthy to give them an opportunity to be successful.
Well, you had Cam Newton.
Yes.
Right? Yeah. So you've had experience with this type of quarterback and with injury.
Absolutely. Because, again, you know, Cam played so well and played so recklessly at times that you always worried about him. He was a big man. But you know what? They take a lot of shots. And he did take a lot of shots. Eventually it caught up to him. And I think that's what probably cut his career short. Was the shoulder injury from taking all those hits. But, again, this is a young quarterback that has an opportunity. You have a quarterback, again, that has a great relationship with his head coach. They'll take care of him.
It's crazy. He only played 12 quarters last year between the concussion and the shoulder injury. All right, let's move on to the NFL draft. And analyst Jordan Reed releasing his mock draft 2.0 yesterday. A look at the top 10, which includes quarterbacks being selected with each of the first three picks, that being Caleb Williams to the Bears, Drake May to the Commanders, Jaden Daniels to the Patriots. We've seen some version of this.
Yes.
Just about everybody, the draft experts, most of them, actually all of them, are placing a quarterback in Washington. But back to Adam Schefter. Yesterday on NFL Live, you brought up the thought of having a veteran quarterback in Washington. What is the thinking there?
Well, the thinking is that basically, as coach knows, new head coach, new GM, new front office, new ideas. And so I think they're open to any number of possibilities. And they're going through them all, frankly, to see which one they believe would be the most effective moving forward, whether that would mean signing a quarterback in free agency and then maybe auctioning off number two, whether that would mean drafting a quarterback at number two. I think they're trying to figure out what the best scenario is. It's not just a lock all of a sudden. Okay, taking a quarterback at two, let's not consider any of these other options. I don't believe that's the case. I believe they're looking at every option right now to see what they do. And ultimately, they may decide that sticking at two and taking a quarterback there is the best path forward for this particular franchise. But that's part of a new regime and the new decisions that they have to make, figuring out what the best course forward is. I'd be curious to know if Coach was still there, what would be his quarterback plan if he was still there?
All right,
well,
Coach.
You know, the big thing, more so anything else, that you have to look at is the style of offense they're going to run, though. You've got Cliff Kingsbury, again, a guy that likes the mobile quarterback, a quarterback that can move in the pocket, that can make the plays when they're downfield and throw the football. I think the big thing is you've got to have a mobile quarterback. So I really do think that's going to be, you know, one
so
of these.
So who would that be, Coach, of these?
Well, Jaden Daniels, just because of the fact that, you know, everybody expects Caleb to go first.
Mm-hmm.
And so, to me, if this is the style of offense you're going to have, you've got to have that type of quarterback, a guy that can, again, you know, move around in the pocket, hold on to the football, find guys downfield, and just send it downfield to make guys make plays.
Does his slight frame concern you?
Not necessarily, because he is a big guy. He's going to add a little bit of weight again. Mm-hmm. I think he's the kind of guy, though, that will fit what Cliff Kingsbury wants to do.
Yeah, when you look at Jaden, he's not Bryce, right? Like, Bryce has a small frame and is also a shorter quarterback. Jaden's 6'3". Right. He has long limbs. He's extremely fast. He's worked his way around taking big hits. And you think about Cliff Kingsbury and the air raid. Jaden has the sort of skill set you want to play in that sort of offense. And also, the Washington Commanders have players on the outside to throw the football to. It was all about getting someone at that quarterback position that could handle what he was being asked to do. And when you look at Jaden Daniels and what he was able to accomplish at LSU last year, both inside the pocket with manipulating the pocket and also playing on time and then going above the X's and O's when things broke down, it was phenomenal and why he took home the Heisman Trophy. I think that would be an excellent pick for the Washington Commanders.
However, we have Adam floating this idea of, I don't know, Kirk Cousins, maybe a veteran, you know.
But you have to get one of those guys, though, Hannah.
Back. Right. Well,
you know what I mean? Like, you know, like we can't start down the path of, okay, let's get Ryan Tannehill.
Yes.
Right? If you're going to get one of these guys in free agency, it has to be the Kirk Cousins. It has to be maybe a Baker Mayfield. But once you get past those quarterbacks, please put your free agency quarterback finders back in the box, right? We don't need those guys anymore.
Well, I mean, Coach, you know all the folks there better than any of us do. I mean, what's your sense from that front office?
Well, my sense is they're probably going to keep it and probably take the quarterback. I really think it's going to be, you know, a guy that, again, is going to fit really well into what Cliff Kingsbury wants to do. So I think that's important more so than anything else is they get the right guy for that offense.
Okay, Adam, what more can you add?
Well, I think to go back to the Kirk Cousins scenario, it's interesting because obviously he came from Washington initially. So, again, what would that second pick be worth? And then you say, okay, well, if we're allocating $45, $50 million a year to Kirk Cousins, how many ones do we get back in return for that second pick? And look, it'll be no surprise at all if they stick it to and take a quarterback. Not a surprise at all. All I'm saying is they are going through the options to figure out what is best for this team to do. It's not a lock that they're going to stick it to and go take a quarterback. That very well may be the scenario in the end, but they're going through their options as we speak.
Well, that is one thing I most certainly did learn being around Josh, and that is Mr. Harris is going to go through the entire exercise, and he is going to make what he really has believed is going to be the best decision. I mean, he is a very thorough guy. I know Dan Quinn's a very thorough guy, and I think these guys are going to get together as a group, and they're going to make the best decision.
I can't imagine if he goes back to D.C. You like that?
I don't right now. I say go take the young guy. Start it over.
All right. Coming up next, the Ravens have a number of key players set to hit free agency next week, but who exactly should they prioritize? The fellas are back to tell us which player they cannot afford to lose. You don't want to miss it.
The flock is hot. The flock is hot.
Gonna say this the jungle? We're gonna show them who the real lions are.
Ball comes loose. Kadarius Toney stripped the ball away. Deflected in the air. It's intercepted. Kyle Hamilton.
Dobbs throws near sideline. It's intercepted. Geno Stone has done it again.
I don't think we can stress enough how well their two starting linebackers are playing.
That's the QB magnet right there.
The spine of this defense is incredible.
Until the end. We're really talking on the show. Baltimore tagged Justin Madubuike, as we saw yesterday. But listen, how critical is it to keep Patrick McQueen there in Baltimore?
You know, you want to be strong down the middle of your defense. That's why you keep Justin Madubuike. But Patrick Queen and Roquan Smith, along with Dre Greenlaw and Fred Warner, were the top duo in all of linebacker play in the NFL. And so to lose Patrick Queen, a guy that can run sideline to sideline the way he came, he became an excellent blitzer. He's great in pass coverage, and he's also amazing in space. And that's where the game has moved to. And so you think about Mike McDonald leaving for Seattle. To lose a star player, an all-pro, Pro Bowl caliber linebacker would be a huge deficit for this team.
Oh, very much so. And you mentioned the guy that would probably, if he could steal him, would steal him, most certainly.
Yeah.
Get him to Seattle because, again, it's twofold, though. As a head coach, you want to come in, you want some people that know who you are, that can explain, you know, things about you that everybody's wondering. Well, again, this is a guy that can do that for them and can do it very well because he's played for him. He knows what it takes, especially in this defense, to be successful. So he's a very valuable commodity right now.
Yeah, you know McDonald's got his eye on every situation there. Yeah. But we have our eye today, our focus on Buffalo. Huge news regarding that secondary. And for more of this breaking news, we go to Adam Schefter. Schefty.
Well, Hannah, the Buffalo Bills have made a slew of moves today that cleared out about $26 million worth of salary cap space. Now, granted, they came into today about $40 million over the salary cap and still have to make more moves to get under the cap by next week. But the moves today included the departures of Tre'Davious White, who will be designated a post-June 1 salary cap casualty, the all-pro safety Jordan Poyer, the center Mitch Morse, the return man Deontay Hardy, Nyheim Hines, the running back. That got processed today. So the Bills have made a slew of moves that have essentially saved them a whole bunch of salary cap space, and they're not done yet. But the headliners, of course, are in the secondary, and this is a secondary that's being remade, and this defense will have a different look this upcoming season.
Yeah, they have until March 13th to get under that cap. Adam, thank you so much for this. So when you look at the Bills players cut today, very, very difficult day for that organization to say goodbye to these
players. Know what this says, though? You have to win when you have the opportunity.
You're not
going to be able to keep a core of players together forever. So when you have a Josh Allen playing at a high level, when you have the Poyers and the Tre'Davious Whites on defense, you have to capitalize now. And it goes to your point about the Kansas City Chiefs. The Kansas City Chiefs continue to win while Patrick Mahomes is Patrick Mahomes and rebuilding around him. Can the Buffalo Bills do that now with Josh Allen and some of these veteran players being cut?
Well, I think the big key to it is, again, what other plan does Brandon Bean have? Is there going to be some salary cap moves with some of the current roster guys that have contracts that can be moved around? Mm-hmm. That might be the next step. So, again, they can create more space by doing things like that and giving themselves an opportunity to keep some of their guys and go out and find some guys in free agency, again, by making some sort of salary cap move, working with some guys to lessen that hit.
I mean, we see that all the time, right? Guys restructuring their contract to give their team some salary cap relief. But it's going to be about how you rebuild these locker room of men, how you replace those voices, how you replace the confidence that leadership and experience gave you. And that's going to be on Sean McDermott and the quarterback Josh Allen to say, okay, guys, we understand this team is changing, but we still have a core of players and a coaching staff that's here to win.
Yes, and again, you're right. It is going to be on Sean. And one of the things that Sean did was last year during the later part of the season when they really had to get going, he got them going and they played good football down
the stretch.
They
really did.
Again, until the end.
Yes.
There we go.
All
right, that's it.
Everything with Hannah, guys, is until the end.
It's
doom
like,
and gloom.
What happened at the end? Coach, you were fantastic today.
Fantastic.
Right?
It was fun. He really was.
Rivera.
Great day,
Coach. He is back tomorrow. Thanks for joining us, everybody. We'll see you then.